Blind Cool Tech Product Review.
Hello, y'all. This is Larry Skutkan from Blind Cool Tech to talk to you today about Mobile Speak Pocket and the Dell Axum 51 Personal Data Assistant, or Personal Digital Assistant, whichever you prefer. There's two reasons to talk about this device. Actually, there's many, many reasons. This is very impressive stuff. To start out with, though, let me just explain that I got kind of hung up with it in an area, and I want to, right out front, provide some key information that might stop someone else from getting hung up with the device. And then I'll describe the device and talk about what an interesting and very well-executed user interface for what one has to work with, and also an off-screen model. These people are really to be congratulated at Code Factory for the innovation in this product. The thing that threw me was that this device is very new, and it's using Pocket PC 5, and Pocket PC is, you might call it, a stripped-down version of Windows. It's made to run on smaller processors, handheld devices like this device is. The people at Code Factory with Mobile Speak Pocket have a preliminary version of Mobile Speak Pocket that works quite well with Pocket PC 5. One thing, though, that wasn't in the documentation was that I guess in Pocket PC 5, there's soft keys at the bottom of the screen on the bottom left and the bottom right, just like many of us are familiar with on the Nokia cell phones running Talks or Mobile Speak. But in the version of Pocket PC that the Mobile Speak manual was written for, that wasn't the case, and the keys to access those weren't apparent anywhere. So I was kind of going nuts. I asked my daughter to look at the screen, and yeah, sure enough, there's tiny little buttons in each corner on the screen, but there didn't seem to be a way to activate them. Well, the commands to activate them, for those of you that are looking, is Alt button 4 for or Soft button 4 to do the key 1, and Alt Soft button 3 to do the key 2. And I'll explain more about what this means in just a minute. The other thing, if you're starting out with the PDA, face the fact you need to find that reset button on there. You're going to get hung up. I don't know if it's, well, it must be common just for the PDA, or that button wouldn't be on there, would it? I didn't do that, and I kept taking the battery out to restart it, so I was glad to find it. The manual for this device, by the way, came on the CD in an Acrobat file that was actually exported to text quite nicely. Let me go ahead and describe exactly what this PDA is and what people use them for. This is a very small handheld device. It's really about the size of the book port, a little thicker at the top. And it's most of it is taken up with a screen, a touch screen, and there's a little stylus that comes in the corner, and sighted people use these. They can tap out, you know, the user interface commands, or actually this thing will recognize their handwriting, and it's pretty interesting the different input techniques it has. But obviously those input techniques aren't that great for a person who can't see the screen, so we'll get right back to that in just a second. The rest of this device is, at the very bottom, is a big, or not big, but a round five-button switch with your arrows and enter in the middle. And to the left of that are two buttons. On the device, they're labeled calendar and agenda, I think, and there's two to the left, and then there's two to the right of that five-way switch. And then on the side, on the left edge of the device, there's two buttons. One turns your wireless on and off, and one gets into your notes or records. And these can all be changed. And then there's an on-off button at the very top of the device. What Code Factory has done is taken over the whole input of this device and also written a screen reader to cover the output with, as I mentioned, an off-screen model so you can actually review. This is really interesting stuff. Who would use one of these PDAs? You definitely would have to be a savvy computer user, I think, anyway. Well, let's just go into it. Let me show you a little bit about what it does. It's using DeckTalk speech. I just turned it on.
Today screen, button 1 calendar, button 2 context.
All right, let me turn it down just a little.
Shift. Control. Volume 3. Volume 2.
Okay. What Code Factory has done is turn the entire touchscreen into four big buttons. So if you hand this to a sighted person, they're going to go nuts. It's not going to work at all like what they're thinking. And they label these buttons, one is top left, and then they go clockwise. So each corner of the screen going clockwise is 1, 2, 3, 4. So 4 is on the bottom left. Now they have commands you use when you touch those parts of the screen. The one to read the current screen, for instance, is a tab twice on the bottom left.
Today screen, button 1 calendar, button 2 context.
And the one to get to the start menu is tab twice on the top left.
Today 1 of 15.
And there we're in the start menu.
Calendar 2 of 15.
We can get out of that.
Clock 6:05.
The command to shut up the speech, which is always really important, one is just a single tap on the bottom left of the screen. These tap commands, you can do a single tap, a double tap, or hold down on it. So the battery status, for instance, is to hold down on the bottom left.
Battery level is 100, volume 2.
That's actually supposed to be including my network status, but it doesn't seem to be. Now, as I was mentioning, the below the screen with the arrow keys and then the two keys to the left and the two keys to the right of those, mobile speak takes these over and turns them into, from left to right, the tab, the alt, the control, and the shift. And you can use these to navigate through dialogues and also use the arrows to navigate through menus and dialogues and even the DOM on Internet Explorer. This is really quite impressive. I'll have to show that to you. You can go into Internet Explorer and be reading a web page, stop it, and then just use the arrows. It's just like pretty much like using JAWS or WinDevice. In fact, let's just pop into IE right quick here. We'll go to the start menu.
Today, 1 of 15.
And down arrow.
Calendar, 2 of 15. Internet Explorer, 5 of 15.
I'll press enter.
Welcome tab below to visit these sites or here to button 1 favorites, button 2 menu, link learn about connecting to the internet, link image, OEM_OEM.gif, link image, smartvid.gif.
I'll stop the speech. So did you hear it said button 1 favorites, button 2, well, I forgot what it said now, but so that's what I could not get to before I found this critical piece of information, which was on the Mobile Speak website, by the way, in the community forum. So it was some good information. Thank you for writing that paper. So I'm going to press button 1, which you do by pressing the Alt key. These modifiers, by the way, you press them and they stay held until you either turn them back off or you execute a command. So I'm going to press the Alt.
Alt.
And then the bottom left
screensaver.
Oops, that was my computer.
Internet Explorer window, favorites, preview, mobile favorites, root, open.
So that opened up the favorites, so I'm going to press down arrow.
MSN Mobile, level 1, 1 of 6. Pocket PC Web Guide, level 1, 2 of 6. Windows Mobile, level 1, 3 of 6. WindowsMedia.com, level 1, 4 of 6. Blind Cool Tech Podcast, level 1, 5 of 6.
Hey, Blind Cool Tech Podcast, let's pick that one.
Downloading page. Page has 300. Cannot connect with current connection settings. To change your connection settings, tap settings, link settings, dismiss button.
It is connected. I don't know why it's doing that. I'll dismiss it.
Link, frequently asked questions, button one back, button two menu.
So, see, there's that button one back, button two menu. So, those are critical things to have. Now, another interesting thing and pretty neat about this user interface to close any application, and this is also new, I think, pretty much with Pocket PC 5. You can just tap twice on the top right of the screen.
Today's screen, button one calendar,
back
button two
to
context.
The today's screen. I just actually wanted to give you a little introduction to what a neat user interface this is. I know that input to the device is problematic, and I don't mean to blame anybody for that. Code Factory's actually given some pretty interesting ways to input data into it. I was just thinking the other day, I wonder if it wouldn't be worth also putting a telephone-style keypad grid on there, because a lot of people have gotten used to, you know, pounding out messaging on their phones and stuff. So there's a couple of ways to do it right now. One is you can get into a mode where you can use the arrows to pick letters from a grid. And these are things that are built into mobile speak, Pocket, that is. And the other one is you can slide your finger around on the keyboard and it'll give you a speech feedback, and then when you get to the letter you want, you raise it up. I hadn't tried that one yet. I think what a lot of people are doing is using an external Bluetooth keyboard to go with the device. I really am going to try to give this thing a good, fair chance with the input that's on it, because I just don't want to have to carry around anything else. I'd really also love to be able to have the cell phone and the PDA integrated into one device. And we've got a Hewlett-Packard 6315, I think it worked, that was really pretty neat. I just took the chip out of my Nokia cell phone and put it into that, and it started working right away. So I'd love to play with that user interface of mobile speak on that. Unfortunately, I did a dumb thing. I got a trial of it a while back, and I never did get to it. So now I can't really decide whether to put that one copy I get onto the Dell or onto the HP. This Dell apparently is one of the nicer PDAs out there, but it doesn't have a phone in it. It does have Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. We're connected via the Wi-Fi, in fact. Let me go ahead and shut off the power. In fact, that's what the to the Wi-Fi, that is. That's what that top button is on the left, the hardware button.
Start dialog. Press the wireless button again within 5 seconds to enable wireless.
Oh, to enable it, okay. Let's see if we're enabled.
Start dialog.
Now.
Today's screen, button one calendar, button two contacts.
Well, we must have just been going to a cached web page on Blind Cool Tech. Let's try that again.
Today, 1 of 15.
We get down to Internet Explorer.
Internet Explorer, 5 of 15. Downloading page. Link frequently. Page has 11 links. Podcasting is revolutionizing the way we consume media. It is also new to many of us. However, that there are many questions. Here are some of the most commonly asked questions with some answers: colon, listening to and finding podcasts. What is Blind Cool Tech?
Right,
question mark. Blind Cool Tech is a podcast.
Stop it. And soft key 1 is back, which I'm going to hit Alt.
Alt, button 1 back, button 2 menu. Downloading page.
Let's hit the down arrow.
Link, link, contact, link credits, link Google petition, 2/4/2006, Daryl Shenrock, Daryl.
Alright, let's go to that Google petition link and see if it'll...
Link, Google petition. Downloading page, button 1 stop, button 2 menu, download dialog, download the 6.43 MB file apostrophe BCT338 Google petition.mp3 apostrophe question mark, open file after download checkbox checked.
Let's see here, I'm on tab.
Yes button. Save as button. Cancel button. Open file after download checkbox checked.
Yeah, okay.
Yes button.
We'll hit enter on that.
Page has link, Google petition, button 1 back, button 2 menu. 2/4/2006, Daryl Shendro urges anyone who cares about access to sign a link petition. Asking Google to make their visual word verification procedure accessible. 6.4 MB. Link PC maintenance. 2/4/2006 RISCON.
I'll stop and
describes.
So apparently it's downloading. I'm not sure how to check the status of that. Let me hit the top left, which will get me to the taskbar.
Clock 6:15.
A little slow getting there. This is actually a pretty snappy little device, though. Right arrow.
Close.
Oh, it is. It's pulling down a lot of audio, I guess.
Start.
There's the start button. Another right arrow.
Connected.
We're connected. That's our wireless status. We can actually hit enter on there to get the details.
This is Daryl Shandro from the Blind Access Journal reporting for Blind Cool Tech. So hello there, everyone. I'd like to take a few minutes to speak with all of you in the Blind Cool Tech
the screen,
listening community about the Google Word Verification Accessibility Petition, which is available at blindwebaccess.com. Again, that's blindwebaccess.com.
Okay, I couldn't figure out how to stop it, so I assume it's safe just to hit the off button. Let's see if we turn it back on, if it comes right back where we were.
I do spot check the signature.
Windows Media Window.
Uh-oh, have we got an error here or something?
Windows Media Window, button 1 now playing, button 2 menu.
Okay. So, it opened. Did open up Windows Media Player. I'll be honest with you, I haven't gone into this too much yet. I will say, again, it's not going to be for a novice. That's one of the nice things about the way Maestro did the PDA interface on their adaptations or their software they put into a commercial device like this. It is much simpler to use. I think obviously the advantage to the approach taken here is there's a much wider variety. And again, with this off-screen model, it's pretty darn accessible. I guess some of the questions you have to ask are, well, there's many, you know, whether a device like this would be useful to you. And we'll be looking at this and other devices like it on Blind Cool Tech. Until next time, this, by the way, is February 7th, 2006. Reporting for Blind Cool Tech, I'm Larry Scootcon.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com. And our comment line is 206-984-9203.